at that time at Imperial College was another young man who had bright ideas and was very interested in speech processing. It was Bob Bogner, who's now in Australia. He invited me to give a seminar here when I was at the post office. And I came and gave a seminar, and I think I fired the enthusiasm of the researchers, the young researchers, the PhD students here, so much so that I was invited to attend their internal seminars and advise them on the work that they were doing. So, and I started making links and with them and conditioning their thinking and influencing how their research is going to go and so on and so forth. So I've got, if you like, people getting more interested in signal processing, digital signal processing. And after about a year or so, maybe not so long, Bob said, Bob and I sat down and said, we have no means of exchanging common experiences. I used to communicate with people in the United States at that time by letter on what we've been doing. And I thought it would be a good idea then to put together a 1 or 2 day event where everybody will gather around and talk about their own experiences in this new area. And we organized the first, we called that, I think, Digital Filtering Symposium.